You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Thursday. We got a lot to do around here. Rhea Hughes joins us in about a half hour. We will figure out what the heck is in Hughes' holiday stocking at some point in this show. We have to kiss the baby before week 15 starts in the NFL. Starting to get hard now. Good morning, Hugh. How we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, fellas, don't mess with nobody who ain't got as much to lose as you do. That's all I got to say about that.
You should have told a certain Wolverine before for the events of yesterday. My goodness gracious.
Undefeated, dog.
Goodness gracious. That one is a crazy story. All right. A lot to discuss here today. And, Hugh, you know, last couple days we were talking a little bit about what to do.
Talking recklessly.
Well, we're talking, I think,
reckless,
speculatory, reckless, whatever. Yeah.
Wasn't that reckless.
Yeah, that was.
It was a little reckless.
It was real.
Well, I mean, you know, it was on the hearts of and minds of everybody in this great Midwestern city.
Well, that's not true. We're not in the Midwest. But I do think, when we have a game like Monday, right, and the quarterback plays the way he did, you know, day one reaction, we're like, oh, my goodness, this is bad, right? That's why I felt on Tuesday. And then yesterday it's like, well, if this continues, this has to happen. Well, all right, so now we've had a few days to kind of relax a little bit. And now let's take a 10,000-foot view of this thing, right? Jalen Hurts is not playing his best football.
No, he's not.
Clear. It's clear as day. We've watched him play for a lot of years, and we know what his best looks like, and we know it's not been that. And it's not just the one game, right? It's not. If it was one game, that's a one-off. Every player has that. It's been a month. It's been 5 weeks of some of his worst football over a long stretch we've ever seen. So, Hugh, this happens in sports, especially with established players, right? They will, and I think the word I'm about to use is used more for baseball than it is for football, but I think it could apply in any aspect in life. Hugh, that S word, slump, right? You know,
and slump. I need a slump buster.
Well, maybe that's the Raiders. The Raiders certainly could be a slump buster, Hugh, on Sunday. I always think when an established player starts to play poorly for an extended period, and I think if we're being honest, Jalen Hurts, that's accurate right now. Established player playing poorly for an extended period. Hugh, the question becomes, and I think we did this a little bit with Bryce Harper last year, and we've done it with other players over the years. Hugh Douglas, is this a slump that Jalen Hurts is in, or is he regressing? Because that is also the other side of the coin when it's an established player going through an extended period, they're not playing well. Hugh, 5 weeks, Jalen Hurts' numbers are towards the bottom of the NFL. Are we in a slump, or are we watching a quarterback regress in front of our eyes?
I want to say he's in a slump. There's a lot to unpack when it comes to Jalen and his performance over the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I think part of it is, Joe, if I'm being honest, it's evolution. And what I mean by that is I always talk about how, as a football player, especially a professional, you have to be different every season. And I think that it's caught up with Jalen to a certain extent. You know, we've heard rumors and things and frustrations with people talking about how this offense hasn't evolved and it's vanilla. I think a part of that, I think there's some truth when it's said that Jalen likes the offense a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And the truism in the NFL is this. The more that you don't evolve, teams get a book on you. And, you know, we were talking about this morning, and I've heard offensive linemen said that they see similar looks every week from certain teams because they work well against them,
mm-hmm.
like certain concepts. Like you might have a team that is primarily a 3-4 team. They might roll up in a 4-3.
Well, like the Cowboys with the five-man line a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yes, things of that nature. So that tells me, as an old football player, that, you know, this copycat league. I used to always hear that all the time. That's what they mean. Like teams, if there's something you're struggling with, you're going to see it every week. And fortunate enough for the Eagles, they've been able to overcome that over the last couple years and everything like that. But it's finally caught up to them. Now, I will say this. The one positive that I take from the game is that they moved the ball better. The outcome wasn't the same. Well, the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be. But when you step away from the obvious glaring five turnovers.
Then it was glaring.
It was glaring. Whew. And I get that. And hopefully today, you know, with it being Thursday, people are a little bit more calm. They moved the ball better. They moved the ball better. They put the ball in harm's way. Now, if you clean up the turnovers, and if you look at that game realistically, you had a chance to win. Turnovers hurt you. And they normally do. But you got to ask yourself this. How many times have you seen a game that's had five turnovers and you still have a chance to win the game?
Pretty rare. I mean, you would think that many, you're down 10 or 14 at the end.
And that's the reality. Yeah. And that's why, you know, on a Monday, it's hard for people to see that mm-hmm. because it's Monday. Well, on a Tuesday, I should say, because you lost.
Right.
But the reality is this. If you have five turnovers, you're supposed to be dead in the water. That defense stood on his head. And they played well.
Excellent.
They played well, and they kept you in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get this offense going, the ceiling right now is 21 points. That's it.
Ugh.
Joe, it's
ugh.
See, and part of the reason
21.
Why, listen, these are the hard conversations we have to have as Eagles fans. Give me 21 points, we got a chance.
Yeah, well, they will. And look, the good news is the schedule the next few weeks, it gives opportunity to beat up on some bad teams and quarterbacks, including Kenny Pickett, who looks like he's in line to start against us on Sunday. All right, here's where I come down on this. Hugh, you said something and you kind of talked through it, and you said you want to say it is a slump. I want to say that too. But my eyes are telling me there's decline going on here. And what I see is this, right? So statistically, he's obviously declined. His numbers across the board are pretty bad. I mean, let's just be real about it. His success rate is down. His QBR is down. His completion's down. Statistically, this is closest to 2021. Right? We always forget that year when we talk about Jalen Hurts' career. That was his first year as a starter. Statistically, this looks closer to that than it does 22, even 23, or obviously last year. So statistically, it's down. Okay, is that a slump? I don't know. It's 14 games or 13 games. But my eyes, Hugh, and my concern is, I don't think he's the same athlete as he was a few years ago. And he doesn't run like he used to. And I think about Jalen Hurts, right? When he first came in the league, the player he is, the scouting report on him. And I remember watching him at Oklahoma and Alabama. And I thought he was an interesting prospect, Hugh, when the Eagles drafted him because he was a dual threat, right? Mm-hmm. Is he really a dual threat anymore? He's averaging 3.8 yards a carry. When he was at his best, it was 5.5. Like, that's what Michael Vick used to run for. That's Lamar. 5.5, that's, you know, Cam Newton. Right, some of the best running quarterbacks of all time. Jalen was one of them for a brief period.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference, right? 5.5, 6, he could break. He had 100 yards rushing in a quarter in a game in 2022. 100 yards in a quarter. And I'm watching the game Monday, and I'm watching Justin Herbert, and he's the better athlete on the field at that position. So I'm watching I just think he's a better athlete right now. He just runs feet.
I mean, I can't deny that, yeah.
So I'm looking around the NFL. I don't know how high Jalen ranks even among mobile quarterbacks right now in terms of his ability to run. So that aspect of his game is not here. I don't know if he's banged up. I don't know if it's the coaches telling him. I don't know if he doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to get hurt. I don't know what's going on. But he's not running like he used to. And then if he's not a dual threat, okay, we have a quarterback that has a nice deep ball, can spin it once in a while, but it's not a consistent thing. So I see regression here. And maybe it's as simple as what you said, Hugh, where teams have caught up. And it's like, if you don't improve and teams catch up to what you're doing, like Jason Avant, when he's with us every Wednesday, he's brought up the idea that teams are running the Todd Bowles defense against Jalen Hurts now, right? Todd Bowles has given Jalen trouble a lot in his NFL career, and now everyone's kind of copying that defense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned we are seeing physical regression, not running anymore, and that is leading to overall play regression. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Is this a slump? And boy, we all hope it's just a slump, because that means you get out of slumps, right? You get a slump buster. Maybe that's the Raiders on Sunday. But if it's decline or regression, that's a different thing. And then that is something the Eagles have to figure out how they work around with him or work around with, you know, something else down the line. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday. He was asked actually specifically about having a slump. Not a phrase we usually use for quarterbacks. That's more for like baseball players. But is this a slump? Here is Jalen yesterday.
In other sports, we're used to athletes getting into slumps, and you talk about hitters adjusting their, you know, their hands or their stride, or basketball players adjusting their feet. Do quarterbacks get into slumps, like where you just, you know, the mechanics aren't there?
I'm gonna say for which or for whatever reason, I think that's a part of the game. You know, success or greatness, those things aren't linear. You have your ups, you have your downs, but it's about how you respond to it. And I think about that. I mean, it's nothing new that I haven't faced before. It's a matter of responding to it. And I got a lot of confidence how we respond. I got a lot of confidence how it'll go.
So, all right. So he said, man, I don't know if he gave an honest answer there or just trying to talk himself into it, but he basically said, I have to respond to you. I mean, that's what I heard. He acknowledged the point, but I don't know if he knows the answer to what's going on right now.
Yeah, he's right. He has to respond. Because that's...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What I'm looking for, the response. There's no question that there's a lot of questions about Jalen. Like, my feed has been blowing up about different stories that I'm reading about Jalen, and everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are vitriol. They got a little vitriol with them because they don't like Jalen. And some are trying to give, you know, analysis, like some really good analysis. And the bottom line is this. This is the worst that we've seen him look.
Yes.
There's no question about it. Now, he's had his moments where he did look good, but the one caveat is he figured out ways to win. He didn't look good this week. He didn't look good.
He did not.
So now, how do you rally? You rally the troops. There were some good things, and I'll keep saying this. There were some good things that were done Monday night, but the bad outweighed all of that. You have to try to build off of that. I don't think you can put the genie back in the box because it's obvious that you struggle with certain things that you do. I would not be surprised if, you know, we have a couple more games, he throws a couple more picks. Especially if you're going to take more chances with the football, because that's what we're talking about. I think Jalen has been so risk averse that now he's in a situation where in order for you to get out of this, you have to become more risk averse. You got to take more chances with the football.
But that is scary because what just happened Monday.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah. But you can't. You got to get back on the horse, man.
I know.
You have to get back on the horse, and you have to figure. You got to figure it out. Because a lot of it, when you look at some of the throws that he had, when you go back and you look at them, they were off time just a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you can shore that timing up just a little bit better, then you made some pretty good plays out there.
Yeah, well, he could have, and if he did, and they had some open guys, it could have been a totally different outcome. 215-592-9494. All right, before we get to everyone's take on this, I just want to throw one more thing in the discussion, because I can imagine there are some people out there listening to us who are saying, decline, he's 27 years old, right? Like, how could he be in decline? He's not 35, he's not 40. I don't think there's a general rule when it comes to quarterbacks the way maybe we think there is. Like, sometimes guys play until their 40s. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, Philip Rivers has come back at 44. Obviously, Brady and Rodgers and all those guys play very deep in their careers. But some guys, and especially mobile running quarterbacks, sometimes it goes way quicker. I hope it's not going with Jalen Hurts, but look, Cam Newton was done at 27 years old as a good quarterback. He just was done. And Jalen Hurts, if you go look between college and the pros, do you know how many times he's run the football, Hugh? Rushes.
Quite a bit.
Over 1,300 rushes from college to the pros. When running backs get to that many carries, their legs go. And we all say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, perhaps Jalen Hurts is just not the same athlete he was just even a year ago. That happens sometimes, and maybe it's affected everything. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down? Slump? Decline? What do we got going on here with Jalen Hurts?
So I'm going to come at this from an odd way, mm-hmm. and I know we usually like direct answers on the show, but I don't necessarily have, I don't necessarily think it's either, because I think this is who Jalen Hurts is. Like, I didn't come to some shocking revelation Monday night. I mean, maybe other people did when they decided to open up the offense and he couldn't execute it. Like, I think what I have known, what I've said about Jalen Hurts for a while now, even going back to last year when the team won the Super Bowl, is that Jalen Hurts is best suited in an offense that is predicated on running the football. Now, the part about him not running, that could be physical decline. Mm-hmm. Like that I think is a very reasonable assessment. But he's best suited to be in an offense where they're running the ball heavily and it's not overly complex. Like, we just saw what happened Monday night. When they started throwing the ball over the middle and they started opening things up, he wasn't able to do it. So I didn't like it. This wasn't like, oh my God. Like,
it wasn't a light bulb moment.
No, it wasn't. Like, so I you can call it regression. You can call it a slump. Like, this is who I think we have at quarterback right now. Like, that. This is the guy. So, like, I think we all know that we can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts. But everything else around him needs to be better. It just does. Like, if we're going to go through with this next season, the rest of the year, all that stuff, we need a good running game. We need everything else around him to be working perfectly for this thing to work. So, like, I know that's not like a direct answer. I just think this is who we have at quarterback.
Yeah, well, that is what they have at quarterback right now. This is the version of Jalen Hurts we have. Whether it's always been or it's getting worse, we got to figure that out. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. What is going on with Jalen Hurts? Is it a slump? Is it regression? Is it decline? Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man, listen. Let me just say this. And you've been saying it for a minute. I've been saying it for a minute. And, Kyle, you just said it, man. My thing is this. We knew this season, before it even started, that every team was going to bring their best, right? Because they was playing the best. So now, as a team, we have to be better. Everything has to be better, man. I mean, because that is the first thing in my mindset to tell a team, listen, the team is going to bring their best, but we got to be better. We got to be better at play calling. We got to be better at running. We got to be better at blocking, better at blitzes, better at passing, better at communication. You know what I'm saying? This is my thing, man. Like, they got us so brainwashed that we're not the same team that left the Super Bowl. We are. Because the whole thing is, just because they stop in the run don't mean we got to stop running the ball. Just because they keep saying we can't pass or get a good game plan together, that don't mean that's what it is, man. We got to stick with what's been working. As far as the downhill running, man, that's how we got to run. That's how the running game going to get started. Under the center, man. Listen, man, time is down. And the whole thing is, if you play better, you think better, you communicate better, that is what equals equal opportunity to be the best team in the league. But the whole thing is, if you don't communicate and you don't play better, guess what? There will be no execution. And if there's no execution, there will be no wins. Because guess what? It's time, and the time is now, man. And like I say, sometimes even when I'm not ready, I always stay ready. Because that's how it's got to be on the team. Everybody's got to be ready. So when I said we got to be better, let's start with the coaching. The coach can be better, then the team's going to play better. The players going to play better. So now, everything right here from here on, in order to get back to the Super Bowl, in order to stay in the playoffs, in order to make our run and repeat again, we got to be better than every team out here. And it starts now. And it's after it starts, you know, end until we come back with that Super Bowl, baby. So what I want to see is better everything, better execution, better running, better consistency, better commitment. And guess what? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles will be a better and best team ever. Let's go, y'all.
Let's go, Will. All right, Will's back up off the mat. That's good to see. He's back. It is Thursday.
We tend to do that.
Yeah, is everyone back or is it just Will?
I think everybody's starting to come back around.
Okay, you know,
we're gonna start getting those crazy point spreads or point scores. And stuff.
Oh, you know, oh wait, just wait for tomorrow.
20, yeah.
Well, they are 11.5 point favorites somehow. Matt in Germantown's up. Matt.
Hey, what's the deal? We got Joe, diehard Bruce Willis. Joe, what's up, Uncle Hubie with the doobie? And
what's
today
going on,
is Kyle. He the fake Woody, the inverse Woody. When Jalen playing bad, he's alive. When Jalen playing good. He did like the doll. That's all
I'm saying.
What are
you talking about?
But you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you trying to say that I'm rooting against him in the team?
I'm trying to say that if we are going to support our quarterback, we need to support our quarterback.
I support the Eagles. If he's not the best quarterback for the Eagles, then I'm not going to support it.
But he's obvious. All right, let me make my point.
Go ahead.
So my first thing is, I got three things. One, back in the day, Hugh, when I used to be a home health aide, one of my clients had a really great saying. He would tell me, hold my gat. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like an old Western, you know how a quick draw?
Yeah.
Sometimes you jump to conclusions or you're too fast. So
yes.
I feel like right now, with Jalen showing that he's a human being, people just need to hold their gat for a second. My second point is that Jalen had – what I would think, Hugh, and I think you could probably relate to it, he had his come-to-Jesus moment. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, when you said the crossroads the other day, that's when I like, even though I couldn't get in, like, my point was kind of made then. This is where true self-reflection comes, and this is where if you really want to be as great as you want to be, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And my third point is also, Hugh, you're going to love this point. If you remember Snowfall, when Damian Idris was talking to Leon in the car,
uh-huh.
And he said, "I built this brick by brick, and I'll be darned if you crumble the whole thing just because you don't like the way another person talks." And that's my whole point with this here.
Yeah.
You see, right? So this is where the pride has to go to the side, the come to Jesus moment has to come to the side for everybody. If we're going to come and finish the goal that ultimately we set in the beginning of the season. And at the end of the day, right, I'm going to end it with this. If y'all going to sit here and say y'all fans, right, then you need to be able to support your players. You understand me? And watch this. The players have their responsibility to support the fans. So now we're going to really see who's going to put up or shut up these last five games. And that also includes the coaching. Because watch this. If Nick Sirianni can get hired, if Howie and Jeffrey can feel confident enough to hire this man to direct the organization, and he's done that and went to two Super Bowls,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to end up with this question. What other active player other than Patrick Mahomes went to two Super Bowls? I'll wait.
Well, Russ.
Not Doc Russ.
I mean, Matt appreciates Russ.
You're talking about Russell Wilson, yeah. He's he's active.
Yeah, as we discussed the other day, he's a half active because he's doing, like, TV shows and stuff.
You killing him.
Well, I mean, come on. You know that's the end of a player's career.
Hey, what do you mean? I know. Okay, I do know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I didn't say anything. Yeah, you felt it when I said that.
We all saw Jacksonville.
All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. Rhea's going to join us next. We got a few things to get to. Jeff Flory on record recently about this season and how it's going, plus some weird comments by Hurts yesterday when asked about the use of his legs, which I do think is a big part of why there's some regression here. Is this a slump or is Jalen Hurts in decline? Where do you come down? It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance at the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million of bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off, and if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.